first.
What's that?
And he shot Darcell. He's going to play with...
Shot.
A shot. A decent shot.
I think it would be, you know, something we'll kind of monitor the next couple of days. I'd say questionable at best.
How frustrating has... you think this has been for him in this season? This is three significant...
Yeah. I think every player that goes through multiple injuries in a season and misses a lot of games, I think, you know, feels that frustration because they work so hard during the course of the offseason to be able to play in the games. So I'm sure it's been frustrating. He's had a great attitude, and he's done nothing but work extremely hard to try to get back as quickly as he can. And, you know, he'll play for us. It's just, I don't know, you know, we'll see how it goes this week and then go from there.
To be fair, I mean, people label a guy as injury prone. Is that ever a fair thing?
I don't think so. I think that a lot of different players come through different injuries, different times, and there's stretches where guys, you know, have injuries and are really never, completely healthy. And then, you know, they battle back and they play through it. I think that all plays a role in it. You know, Andre was a great example. You know, he's had some injuries, and then he, you know, had a really good year a couple years ago and then played all of our games last year and stayed healthy. So I think it can be really made a lot out of, and sometimes I think it's just more coincidence than anything else.
You've been asked millions of times about Tebow, but not much about Brady. And, you know, obviously Tebow's been the number two, and he's been the third quarterback. What have you seen of him since the season started, and what do you see as his
Brady?
Brady's role?
You know, Brady's continued to – Tim and Brady usually split all the scout team reps during the course of the week, and they compete in that regard too. You know, we kind of change up, you know, who has what periods and those kind of things. And, you know, they're always going against our defense, which is a good look for them. And he's continued to work extremely hard. I mean, they both work, you know, as hard as you can work, both physically, mentally. They prepare hard for the game. They take great notes. They do all those things. So, you know, Brady's, again, this is Brady's first year in our system, you know, our system, truly. I know he's familiar with some of the terminology, but in many regards, similar to Tim in that respect, that he's, you know, this is, there's a lot of new things he's learning too. So I think the more you do that, the more you learn, the more opportunities you have going forward, the better off every quarterback would be, you know, in successive years. And I think Kyle's been proof of that this year. So I think, you know, it's a competitive situation, even though it doesn't get to play out on Sundays. It's very competitive during the course of the week of practice, and I would expect that to continue into the future.
So is it fair to say Tim is the backup quarterback, or is it more because he's involved in those other special packages that Brady isn't, that it makes him the active game day quarterback?
You know, I mean, I don't think there's a huge gap in terms of those types of things. I think the fact that Tim does play a role in some other things obviously impacts the decision. You know, if it was significant one way or the other, I don't think we would do what we've done. But I think that, you know, they're close. And the fact that Tim can help us in some way, shape, or form and needs to be number two to do that, I think, you know, really kind of plays a factor into that as well. So, you know, I think they both continue to work extremely hard all year so far.
By the way, regarding yesterday, the stats say the toughest place to play is Gillette Stadium.
The stats say that?
The one loss record.
You know, I've never played there as a...
Yeah,
as a,
Tom Brady says it too.
Yeah, he usually does. You know, I...
That's factor number one, the team you play?
I think that would be the biggest factor, no matter, you know, no matter what. When you're strictly talking about noise and those kind of things, I think you can discuss other factors, but yeah. I think certainly the team you play and the coaching staff and the types of difficulties that they present you with would certainly factor into how hard it is to win there.
Yeah. You know, do you ever go back and, you know, you were 6-0 at the start of last year, and in that 6-0, you beat four playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Really good, hard, physical. Do you ever, I mean, I guess what we ask is, what happened to that team that was 6-0? And do you think that team is still there? And if you can find it, you know.
That's a great question. Yeah. A lot of questions in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think last year is last year, and this year is a different year. And you know, I think anytime you come in and you are going to change systems and you change philosophies and in some of the ways you play and prepare and those kind of things, you know, I think sometimes it takes some time to really acclimate everybody to those changes. And I think last year we started off well. You know, in some ways we didn't play our best football necessarily early in the season. I think we played competitive football. We didn't hurt ourselves as many ways with turnovers and those kind of things.
Well, the second half in that stretch, you dominated games. Especially defensively.
Yeah, we played I would say well early in the season, and I think it's been very well documented that we didn't play as well as the year went on. You know, so I think again, you know, there's a lot of things that go into winning and losing, and I think there's and a lot of factors that contribute to that. So our team is different this year, our staff is different this year. And that usually is the case each year in the NFL. You know, you never really have the same team from one year to the next.
Pretty aggressive to go get Lawrence, really.
Yeah.
What's happened there?
He wasn't quite ready when we got him. And I just think there's been some different things we've had in the game plan. Lance is, to his credit, more Lance than Lawrence. Lawrence works extremely hard too. Is prepared every week, ready to go. We made a decision a few weeks ago to go with Lance and just kind of see how that, you know, if it gave us anything different. And it's more about what Lance has done with his opportunities, really. And I think it just goes back to the, you know, it's a competitive situation. We've tried to make it competitive in practice, and I think Lance has just done a nice job with his opportunities. And you know, we still let him compete in practice, and if that flip flops, then we would change our mind. Nobody's made up their mind for the whole year whether that's going to be the case, but I think it's just more of a product of Lance taking advantage of the opportunities than it is Lawrence.
With Maroney, was it that he wasn't quite healthy?
Yeah, it wasn't quite, but I mean, that's done and gone. I mean, you know, I think that's more of when we first got him than what it is right now.
Is he 100% right now?
Yeah.
Do you think Lloyd, maybe Orton, have a shot at the Pro Bowl? Difficult positions to make it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I mean, like you said, it's very difficult at those two spots because there's usually a rather large group that has, you know, very significant numbers in those two positions. You know, you're competing with a lot of really good football players, and I think we got two really good football players here in those positions as well. And then how much the record factors into it, how much winning factors into those decisions and the voting and all that, I'm sure that plays a part. I'd like to see both of them have an opportunity. I think that they've had the best years of their careers, and I think that would be a great honor for them in terms of being able to be recognized by their team, by their peers in the league in that way. So I would be hopeful that any of those players that are having their best season on our team would have a chance to be recognized like that.
Talk about Ball jumping ahead of Buckholder on the depth chart last week.
It's not necessarily that, it's the role that they're playing. Buck has played more in third down and sub situations, blitz pickup kind of things, and that's what he continues to do. Lance has been more of the first and second down. Moreno needs a break, and we put Lance in the game. But they have different roles, and they practice them differently during the course of the week too. And Buck's maintained, you know, a consistent role in that regard. Noshan's also factored into that too in terms of playing on third down. And when Noshan's healthy and playing well, which he has been, you know, we've kept him in there a little bit more in passing situations, which has taken away some opportunities from Buck.
Well, yeah, okay. Then on first and second second down ball.
Yeah.
As a backup has jumped a little ahead of him. I mean, it's just
We like the way Lance has run, and we think that, you know, we give Buck a lot of the reps when it comes to the third down and the blitz periods and those kind of things, and Lance takes some, you know, more of the reps when it's first and second down and stuff, and that's just the way we've divvied it up recently.
I know, obviously, things can change. I don't know how serious his injury is, but how do you view Demaryius? You know, is this kind of a lost season for him, given all the injuries and things that he's had, or how do you gauge what?
No, I don't think it's a lost season. I think it's you know, it's certainly been a season where he's had to overcome some personal adversity with injuries and those kind of things and continue to fight through them. I think he's had an opportunity to be productive for us, and he's helped us win. And, you know, he's factored into the kicking game some. He's made some big plays in critical situations. I think our team has a lot of confidence in him. I think he's been frustrated by it, you know, just the same as any player would be when you go through a lot of different styles of injuries and you you know, your production or your improvement is hindered by that. So we still have 5 games left. He still has time to come back and make an impact for us, and I think that's what he's working for, and that's what we're hoping for.